Jack LaLanne once said, "Exercise is king, nutrition is queen. Put them together, and you've got a kingdom. Get ready to have it all." This is the All for One podcast. You're about to get honest, accurate information about training and nutrition to not only achieve your goals, but to go beyond.
Go beyond.
Everything you need to make it to the kingdom. This is the All for One podcast. And now your host, personal trainer and nutrition coach, Aaron Armstrong.
Hello and welcome back to the All for One podcast. My name is Aaron Armstrong. It has been a hot minute. I hope all of you have been going very, very well. But guess what? I am back and I've been going very good. I have a lot of things to fill in with you guys, so I'll kind of make it as quick as possible. Before I get into today's episode, which is going to be 4 common fitness mistakes and how to avoid making them. So what have I been up to? Well, it has been months. It's probably been like 4, maybe 5 months. I don't even know how long it has been, but it has been a long freaking time since I've posted another podcast. But getting into it is, I have been doing some competitions. I did a novice comp and I did a proper comp as well, maybe a couple months ago now, which was really, really fun. It was a really good experience getting out and just getting involved and giving it the best go that I could. And then I recently bought a new car, which is excellent. I've been driving around and pimping that thing around the last couple weeks, and it's been fantastic compared to my old car. Nothing wrong with this one, brand new, and a very happy driver. That's me. But yeah, like, life has just been going super quick, and been really trying to get back into the business side of my life now, because I've had all my fun. I've done my competitions, I went to Melbourne as well, I got my car. Now it's just time for me to chill out and just kind of get myself up and running again, get myself as busy as I possibly can manage, and help as many of you guys out as I can as well. Getting into the episode, the top 4 common 4 fitness mistakes that people make is, number 1, I've talked about this many times, so I'm going to bring it up again, is not having a routine. So routines are really, really hard to start, obviously, and the biggest difficulty in having routines is getting into a routine in the first place, right? Well, what I have found works really, really well for people who struggle to get into the routines that they want to be getting into with their fitness and nutrition is, usually what is occurring is they're setting way too high of an expectation on like how to get into the routine, and not enough time in scaling it down to a small enough level that they can start doing it tomorrow, whether that's them only starting out training one day a week, maybe them meal prepping for 1 or 2 meals a week. Very, very small, very, very basic to start off with, and slowly scaling that up in 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 days in the gym, and then etc., if that makes sense. But yeah, like, probably the hardest thing is just people, yeah, like I said, setting the bar too high, maybe doing it for a couple of weeks and then falling off and never really attempting it, because obviously it didn't work the first time. How could it work again? And this is just a big mistake that I really like to direct people, is just take your time with getting into these routines. Set yourself a low enough expectation that you can manage week to week, day to day, whether that's hitting the gym once a week, twice a week, whatever it might be. Just set the bar low enough so that you can start embedding it straight away, and you will see that your capacity to increase this is going to skyrocket in a very short period of time, okay? And then just be patient as well. A funny story, one of my clients, his name is Jack. He been with me for, God, I don't even know, let's say he's been with me for like 3 months now. He's down 10 kilos and he is a freak of a client. This guy started off training 5 days a week, but was able to maintain that this entire time. Now, did he lose the weight because he was consistent 5 days a week? Absolutely. But the thing is, not everyone is going to be able to put in that sort of work and is going to have that level of capacity to get in the gym 5 days a week, meal prep, meal plan for 5 days a week like he has been. So obviously, the more that you've put in, the more benefit you're going to get out of it too. And he's just been listening to every little thing that I've been telling him, asking really good questions. And that's why he's so successful with what he's done. All props to him. I'm just pointing the arrow, and he's walking down the path by himself. It's really good. It's really good to see. The second common mistake that people take, and I've talked about this before as well, but we're getting back into it again, because you know why? If you didn't hear me the first time, you need to hear me the 100th time, okay? We're going to be talking about it again. Improper rest time. The number one thing that I'm telling my clients about is, like, guys, you need to slow down, you need to rest more. I need you to take your respirators properly. And they always ask me, oh, like, why? Like, why can't I just push as hard as I can and take minimal respirators? And I'll tell you why. When you're trying to push your body to its limit or close to it, you want to make sure that you have the energy ready to kind of do that. And you want to be at your full strength throughout your sets so that we don't increase our risk of injury, so that we can increase our performance the whole set. And this is obviously going to make things a lot safer and a lot better for you in the medium to long term. What I see is people just constantly going like 20 second rest period. Okay, next set, push as hard as I can. 20 second rest period, push as hard as I can, next set. This is problematic because what it's actually going to be doing is you're not going to be recovering fast enough from the lactic acid buildup in your muscles, and you're not going to be able to perform at the same level as you did in your first, second, third set. If you push this level of intensity the whole way through your session, I mean. And what is this going to do? It's actually, it can inhibit your progress from you seeing your progress, because you're just going to be too tired to actually push what way you want to be pushing. So sit back, take your 90 seconds, 2 minutes, your 3 minutes, whatever is recommended, minimum 90 seconds, by the way, this is to everyone, and allow your body to recover so you can perform and push yourself harder. And sometimes doing less work is going to give you a better outcome. And I know resting kind of sounds like it isn't going to help you, but it absolutely is. So please try and stop yourself from doing it. From skipping it, and get in there and rest up and push hard. The number three is going to be not focusing on form and tempo. I'm going to combine these two together because they're closely associated with one another. Something that I see all too often is people just want to push the biggest amount of weight with no real care or consideration for what tempo they have with that weight and how the weight is looking and moving and what their technique looks like. This is a recipe for disaster. What you are falling into the category is going to be ego lifting. If you just care about how much weight that you're going to be pushing every single session, your body's, again, not going to be able to adapt. It's going to be overly sore every single session. And if you're not using the right technique, you are going to be setting yourself up with a higher risk of injury and less performance in the first place. It's crazy, but hear me out. If you get into a good, strong position, like on a deadlift or a squat where everything is engaged and everything is firing, you are going to be way stronger than just kind of just pushing yourself to the limit without any consideration for this, okay? I see this all the time, especially on things like deadlifts, is people just kind of rip into the bar, don't build that tension, they don't focus on bracing these steps before getting into the movement, and they just pull, and oh, next thing you know, oh, my lower back is hurting. Now, that's really interesting. All right, I want you to slow it down. I want you to walk yourself through your steps, brace. Make sure you're feeling tired for every single rep, because it only takes one rep to fuck yourself up. And we want to avoid that as much as we possibly can. So ensuring we have this technique is going to be a really big factor in preventing that. The fourth and the final mistake that people make is going to be skipping the warm-up and recovery. Now, I don't believe that you have to stretch before a session. I don't believe you have to necessarily foam roll before a session. But something that I do believe in very strongly, and this is supported by numerous studies, is warm-up sets. So going through the movements with, for example, let's say we're squatting, where I'm warming up in a bodyweight squat, sitting at the bottom, moving around, opening myself up through that movement, and then starting with the bar, doing 10 reps with the bar, doing 40 kilos, 10 reps, very light for me, might be heavy for you, so scale it down to what is really easy. And just taking your time building up to your first working set. What this is going to do is it's going to recruit the muscles that you want to be using during that movement. Because instead of just warming up by like running, you're actually doing a movement that is exactly the same as what you're about to be doing with that heavier load. So it's going to promote the activation and collective effort to drive that weight better by warming up in the actual movement instead of doing other warm-ups. Do I think other warm-ups are fine? Like, yeah, if you have the time to do it, sure. But if you're someone like me who's very busy, has a tight schedule, warm-up sets are going to be your best friend. And warming up to the movement that you're trying to do is definitely going to be one of the best things you can be doing for yourself. And definitely don't go in cold. I see my clients, some of you guys need to be careful. Like, even so my bench is 125. I've heard of clients going straight to their working set with no warm-ups. I go the bar on bench press. I start with 20s because I'm pretty strong. So I go 20s, nice little control, get everything activated, get everything feeling nice and warm and tight. And then I go 80, 90, and then whatever I'm working up to, then I go into my set. But that's like 3 or 4 warm-up sets. And by then I know that my body is feeling super good. And now if something does feel kind of off, like if I feel tightness in my shoulder, then I stretch out my lats, and there's other things that I can do. But it's only going to be identified through these warm-up sets anyway, so you may as well start really lightweight and work yourself up and do anything extra if it's necessary, because we don't want to be overly loose during these things as well. But yeah, so just take your time on the warm-ups, on the warm-up sets, and make sure you're getting adequate sleep, adequate food, fuel to allow your body to recover and perform. Like I said, all too often, people think the harder you go, the better it is. The more you rest, the worse it is. It is absolutely not the case. Go super hard, but resting is just as important as training. So if you're doing one but not the other, you are only shooting yourself in the foot. And you should find a nice balance of both. If you struggle to figure out what that is, feel free to hit me up at all_for_one_PT on Instagram. I'm always happy to go over this stuff with you guys. I've told you this numerous times before, so don't be afraid to reach out. That's going to pretty much wrap up this episode. Thanks for tuning back in. Don't know who is still listening, but it's going to be good getting back into these podcasts. I definitely miss doing them. Once I fell out of the routine, even I get slack sometimes, guys. This is why I'm only going to be doing one a week to start off, just to get back into it. And then who knows, maybe if traction picks up or if I have more time, I will do more. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good one. See you later.
You've been listening to the All For One podcast. It's Aaron's passion to give you honest, accurate information when it comes to training and nutrition. We want you to achieve your goals. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review it. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Instagram at all_for_one_PT. For questions, comments, or suggestions, send an email to all_for_one_PT@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at all_for_one_PT. We'll leave you with a quote from Gabe Grunewald. It's okay to struggle, but it's not okay to give up on yourself or your dreams.